KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to be doing part number two on a four-part series on bed bugs. Today we're talking about protection. Well, bed bugs, they're great hitchhikers. They can move from an infested site into a new home by traveling on furniture, bedding, luggage, boxes, and clothing. Although they typically feed on blood every 5 to 10 days, bed bugs can be quite resilient. They're capable of surviving several months to a year without feeding. A few simple precautions can help to prevent bed bug infestation in your home. Now, when traveling, inspect the luggage rack in your hotel room for bed bugs. Check secondhand furniture, beds, and couches for any signs of bed bug infestation before bringing it home. Use a protective cover that encases mattresses and box springs and eliminates many hiding spots. The light color of the encasement makes bed bugs easier to see. Be sure to purchase a high-quality encasement that will resist tearing and check the encasement regularly for holes. Reduce clutter in your home to reduce hiding places for bed bugs. Vacuum frequently to remove any successful hitchhikers. Be vigilant when using shared laundry facilities. Transport items to be washed in plastic bags. If you have an active infestation, use a new bag for the journey home. Remove from the dryer directly into the bag and fold at home. A dryer on high heat can kill bed bugs. If you live in a multifamily home, try to isolate your unit by installing door sweeps on the bottom of the doors to discourage movement into the hallways, sealing cracks and crevices around the baseboards, light sockets, and more to discourage movement through the wall voids. Consider purchasing a portable heating chamber to treat any items that you believe may have bed bugs, and be sure to read and carefully follow the directions if you use one of these units, and be aware that they're not regulated by EPA or other federal agencies. Protecting yourself from bed bugs in public places. Now, it's very unlikely, though not impossible, that a bed bug infestation will develop in an office, classroom, or other non-residential environments such as a department store. However, these sites can serve as transfer hubs for bed bugs to hitchhike a ride into your home. Management, staff, students, and workers all have roles to play in reducing the spread of bed bugs. Here's some steps you can take. First of all, reduce clutter. Clutter serves as an ideal habitat for bed bugs, whether at home, school, or your office. By reducing clutter in your workplace or school, you provide fewer places for the bed bugs to hide and fewer opportunities for them to hitchhike to your home. Keep your belongings stowed separately from those of other people. Now, if there's a known problem with bed bugs in the office or school, consider storing your belongings in a plastic bin. Be vigilant in areas where bed bugs are most likely to be found, which include break rooms, storage areas like coat closets or cubbies, offices or lounges with upholstered furniture, or areas where people may rest. Establish a monitoring program so that if a bed bug is found in an area, the status of that area will be formally tracked. Multiple sightings in the same area could indicate an infestation or multiple reintroductions from someone's home. Educate the staff so that they know what to do if a bug is found that appears to be a bed bug. Discourage panic and the stigma associated with bed bugs. These are counterproductive and they can make treatment more difficult. And finally, vacuum daily to pick up any stray bugs before they settle in. Now, if a bed bug is found, inform management and facility staff who have the lead in any control efforts. Only treat if a true infestation is found with breeding bed bugs. Remember, a single bed bug is not an infestation. Hire a pest professional that uses integrated pest management techniques, and you can minimize exposure of workers or students by applying pesticides on a Friday evening or other time that the building occupants are not present. Alert everyone who works in the building. Let staff know how the sighting will be handled. This allows them to take additional precautions to protect their homes, as well as limiting rumors and speculation. And some tips for traveling. Now, when you travel, inspect any room where you'll be staying for the presence of bed bugs. You can generally do this without any extra tools, but a flashlight can be useful. Check the mattress and the headboard before sleeping, and inspect luggage racks. In hotel rooms, use luggage racks to hold your luggage when packing or unpacking rather than setting your luggage on the bed or the floor. Try to keep luggage away from the bed. Upon returning home, unpack directly into a washing machine and inspect your luggage carefully. Remember that time in a dryer at high temperatures kill the bed bugs. Just washing will generally not kill them. Store suitcases away from your bedroom, such as in the basement or the garage. Never store suitcases under your bed. For more information on bed bugs, EPA.gov. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.